Let's begin in God's word. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him." And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh."
Who gives this woman to be married in holy matrimony to Ben Moyer?
Her mother and I.
You may be seated. God made marriage for the purpose of glorifying His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scriptures tell us we, that is God's church, are members of Christ's body, of His flesh, and of His bones. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. It's a great mystery, the Scripture says. But this speaks concerning Christ and the church. God made marriage to glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of marriage. God the Father chose a people that He would save and gave them to His Son to be His bride. And our Lord Jesus Christ betrothed that bride to Himself forever. He said in Hosea 2:19, "I will betroth thee unto me forever. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies, in justice and in mercy." And he said, "And I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord." Christ agreed upon this in eternity before as yet he ever came in human flesh. Ben, you've been engaged to Sarah for quite a while now. And you knew today when you came here exactly who you were marrying. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew from eternity who his bride was. He knew when he came here who he was laying down his life for. That's why it was announced that his name should be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He knew who he came to save, and that's what he accomplished. He walked this through this world and fulfilled the law and laid down his life for his bride, making her righteous in him. And now he's risen to the right hand of the Father, and he's sending forth the gospel and calling out each one that he redeemed. And he will not lose one. He'll bring each one to himself and keep her and protect her. And one day we'll stand before him at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the wedding day, like where we are now. That'll be a grand occasion. So Ben and Sarah, this institution that you're entering into now is very serious. It carries a serious responsibility because it glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a very, very heavy responsibility. It glorifies Christ and his bride. Now, Sarah, God gives you your responsibility as Ben's wife. Now, this is God's word to you. He says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Christ is the head of the church. He's the head of his bride. And God says, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, Sarah, you're a member of Christ's church, and you submit to Christ for everything. You look to Christ for everything in salvation. You submit to Christ's word as your only rule of faith and practice. You submit, trusting Christ to lead you and keep you. God says now, as a wife, do the same to your own husband in everything. He says, Sarah, do this to your own husband. Your mother has a husband to submit to. Ben, your mother has a husband to submit to. Sarah, you're to submit to your husband now. You'd never do anything to bring reproach upon Christ. And never do anything to bring reproach upon your husband. Never do anything to bring reproach upon his name. The more your name. You take sides with him in everything. You teach your children to honor him and respect him. You understand Ben's going to make a whole lot of mistakes. But never go to mom and dad and talk about Ben. And never go to anybody and talk about Ben. You uphold him. And the way that you esteem your earthly husband will show how you esteem your heavenly husband. Now, Ben, God gives you your responsibility as Sarah's husband, and it is a weighty responsibility. God says, husbands, love your wives. And he tells you how. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, Ben, Christ rules his house not by law, not by threats and commands. He rules his house by love. That's how he rules his house. Christ saw his bride fallen in sin. And did he deal harshly with her? Did he put her away? When he saw her fallen, he came to where she is. And he humbled himself. He took the form of a servant. He made himself the least that he might save his bride. He didn't expose her sin. He came and put away her sin. He purchased for her a snow-white dress to put upon her, his own righteousness. And the scripture says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. You remember how the gospel first affected your heart when you heard what Christ did for you? It melted your heart. Your heart was constrained by the love of Christ for you. That's how you are to be the head of your house. By loving her. Loving her as Christ loved you and gave himself for you. So, remember this. At all times, love is a far superior rule to law. It's far superior than law. So rule your house by love. Now, from today forward, Ben, Sarah will be one with you as your own body. God says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, because she is your body from now on. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of Christ's body, of his flesh and of his bones. And this is why we're standing here right now. Today you're leaving your mother and father, and you're uniting with this woman, and she's your body from now on. What you do to her, you're doing to yourself. And Christ says, because she's one of Christ, what you do to her, you do to him. And Sarah, same goes for you. He's one of Christ. What you do to him, you do to the Lord. So you love her as your own body. Today you're going to leave your father and your mother, and you're going to become one with Sarah. And what's hers is yours, and what's yours is hers. Now, just as I told Sarah, you honor her, and you uphold her, and you speak well of her. Whenever any kind of problem arises, you never talk down to her, and you never go to mom and dad and talk about her, or to anybody else and talk about her. You exalt her, you honor her, You protect her, provide for her in every way. Lead her, guide her in every way. If you want her to submit to you, be a head of your home. Be the head of your home and love her. Make her want to submit to you. All right. Now, to you both, I'll give you this word. If you love Christ more than you love each other, if you love Christ more than you love each other, you'll have a happy home. You'll have a blessed home. It's what makes a husband and a wife turn around and walk back in the room and say, I'm sorry. All right, now, having told me your desire to be united in marriage in the sight of God, in the sight of these witnesses, will you now join hands? Now, Ben, in taking Sarah to be your lawful and wedded wife, God requires that you now leave father and mother and cleave unto Sarah alone, that you love her and give yourself for her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that you honor, nourish, and cherish her as your own flesh, even as Christ does the church, in sickness as in health, in poverty as in wealth, in bad as in good, preferring her above all others, being true and faithful to her in all things until death alone shall part you. Do you so promise?
I do.
And Sarah, in taking Ben to be your lawful and wedded husband, God requires that you now leave father and mother and cleave unto him alone, that you love and submit to him as the church submits to Christ in everything, that you honor and respect him, being discreet and chaste, in sickness as in health, in poverty as in wealth, in bad as in good, preferring him above all others, being true and faithful to him in all things until death alone shall part you. Do you so promise?
I do.
Now, does the best man have the ring?
I hope so.
All right, Ben, if you'll place this on Sarah's left hand, and repeat after me. With this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed,
I thee wed,
and with it give unto you,
and with it give unto you,
myself,
myself,
the love of my heart,
the love of my heart,
and all my earthly goods,
and all my earthly goods.
From this day forward, we are one.
From this day forward, we are one.
All right. Grab the ring. Sarah, place it on his hand. Now, Sarah, repeat after me. With this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed,
I thee wed,
and with it give unto you,
and with it give unto you,
myself,
myself,
the love of my heart,
the love of my heart,
and all my earthly goods,
and all my earthly goods.
From this day forward, we are one.
From this day forward, we are one.
Let's pray. Father, we ask that your blessing would be upon this couple, that you would indeed give them the heart to honor Christ in everything that they do, that you would cause them always to remember what he's done for them, constrain their hearts by love, make their marriage to be about something much larger than just themselves, make them to truly desire in all things to show forth a picture of Christ in his church. We ask you to be with Ben's mother and father, with Sarah's mother and father. Help them to be wise parents, to have the wisdom to send them back home to each other to work it out. And Lord, we ask you your blessings now on this union. In Christ's name, amen. Ben, Sarah, may you forever be one in heart, one in purpose, one in desire, and one in Christ. I now pronounce you man and wife. And Ben, you can kiss her now.